Hello. What's up? It's Ben Greenfield. Hey, I have a pretty special series, a doozy, a full series of interviews for you coming up today and on a whole bunch of other days this week. I'm churning out the podcast this week because I just got back from Lake Tahoe. I got a chance to hang out with some of the world's top athletes and biohackers and inventors and physicians and more down at the Spartan World Championships. Even if you're not an obstacle course racer, you're going to dig today's show. You can access the show notes where I have a special video for you over at bengreenfieldfitness.com/Sparta17. Yes, as in Sparta17, like the movie 300, where they all talk with Scottish accents, even though they're supposedly from Greece. Anyways, though, we digress. So in that video that I posted for you at bengreenfieldfitness.com/Sparta17, I actually have a fascinating discussion. This is at the top of the page that you see there about legal ways to dope your blood. Legal ways to get nitric oxide up like Viagra for your whole body without actually taking the little blue pill. How to max your ATP and what are called your erythrocyte levels using some pretty fringe formulas that are out there. So when you visit that page over at bengreenfieldfitness.com/Sparta17, you're going to want to watch my interview there at the top of the page with this guy named Craig Dinkle. Craig, you may have heard on previous podcast episodes. He's like a total whiz when it comes to formulating very potent and unique supplements. I got a bunch of discount codes for you over there too on some of the stuff that Craig and I talk about. So that is what is bringing you today's show, that video and those supplements, which I consider to be not only some of the best supplements for altitude, but some of the best supplements for sex and for nitric oxide and for recovery from jet lag and for enhanced blood flow and for just about any situation where you want more blood. So check it out, bengreenfieldfitness.com/Sparta17. All right, let's move forward, shall we? Hey, what's up? It's Ben Greenfield, and this is a bit out of the ordinary, but I happen to be sitting here with my trusty podcast sidekick, Brock Jason Skywalker Armstrong. Brock, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Hello, hello, everyone.
And you could get sick of that lolling Canadian accent over the next few days.
Pshaw.
Pshaw. Because Brock and myself, to a certain extent, but Brock to a much greater extent,
yeah,
we are going to be bringing you some amazing interviews over the next several days. Because we are at Spartan World Championships.
Spartan World Championships!
So here's what to expect. First, if you're not an obstacle course junkie or an athlete, don't worry. We are right now here surrounded by some of the top fitness, health, biohacking, nutrition, and even personal productivity and lifestyle minds on the face of the planet who Spartan CEO Joe DeSena has flown in to be here. And Brock and I have decided to get the microphone in front of them and take a deep dive with them into their top secrets that we can deliver to you. And we're also, of course, since we are surrounded by some of the fittest people on the face of the planet here, we're going to be interviewing some of the most hardcore men and women that exist when it comes to their insider training tactics, their nutrition secrets, their recovery hacks, and a whole lot more. So basically, you are going to be getting lots of podcasts over the next few days. Don't worry, if you don't have time to listen to them, you can save them. And I believe there's even a handy save function in Apple Podcasts.
You don't even
most podcasting apps.
Just
save
does
them,
it.
Save them for later. The next time you're bored on a drive, or you have a few extra gym sessions, or you're out on a long hike, you can basically listen into a lot of these extra episodes we're going to be pushing out over the next few days.
You can bathe in them, even.
You can bathe in them, literally. Like a float tank or Epsom salts. Yes. So we are, in addition to a bunch of podcasts you're going to get right here on the podcast feed, doing a bunch of short video and audio interviews over on the Facebook page. And if you don't know the Facebook page URL, it is, Brock, take it away.
Facebook.com/BG Fitness.
So go to Facebook.com/BG Fitness if you want extra photos, amazing, entertaining, and educational content for you in addition to what we're giving you right here on the podcast.
I'd call it edutainment.
Edutainment. Did you make that up?
No.
Okay. Now, we may not have our usual show notes. I'm going to warn you.
Yeah.
because
I'm illiterate.
Brock is illiterate and dyslexic and dyslexic
and Canadian.
And so, Canadian. Yeah. And frankly, we're going to be so busy interviewing people, we're probably not going to have a lot of time to sit down and make for you show notes. But we will make for you plenty of extremely helpful content. And we promise mad value if you just listen in the next few days. Again, we're not going to bore you with the ho-hum, I eat Red Bull and Snickers before the race, and my top recovery tactic is compression socks.
Nor are we going to bore you with a longer intro than we've already done.
No, this is getting a little bit long in the tooth. So I will be racing, and I will be not only racing, but likely out there leading other racers through the course after I've done the race myself. So you're going to need to get used to Brock's Canadian voice and his beautiful shaven ballerina legs.
You betcha.
Which you actually can't see on an audio podcast, but I can vouch that they are quite beautiful. He'll be the voice you're listening to and seeing if you're on Facebook all weekend as we make you a part of what is widely considered to be the Super Bowl of obstacle course racing and is the crown race to discover who the fittest person on the face of the planet actually is.
Spartan World Championships!
Unless you're a CrossFitter, in which case it would be the CrossFit Games. So get ready for plenty of action. Get ready for plenty of action over the next few days. And if you want to have the most fun with this, stay tuned to all the live content and the conversations over at facebook.com/BGFitness. And keep a notepad or your own friggin' noggin.
Make your own show notes, guys.
That's right.
Come on. We've been holding your hand for too long now. It's your turn.
Take notes on everything that we bring your way. We promise we're going to make this a lot of fun for you. So, that being said, listen in, because here we go.
He's an expert in human performance and nutrition. Voted America's top personal trainer and one of the globe's most influential people in health and fitness. His show provides you with everything you need to optimize physical and mental performance. He is Ben Greenfield.
Power. Mobility, balance, whatever it is for you, that's the natural movement. Get out there. When you look at all the studies done, studies that have shown the greatest efficacy.
All the information you need in one place, right here, right now, on the Ben Greenfield Fitness Podcast.
Hey everybody, Brock here for Ben Greenfield Fitness, and thrown a bit of a curveball already this morning here at the Lake Tahoe Spartan Up Pod Fest. Supposed to be interviewing somebody else, but she didn't show up, so its fellow Gene and I were standing around having a lovely conversation about a really cool app, a really cool idea, his whole background, and we just thought, well, we should throw a microphone on this. This is a great conversation. So we're recording live here in Lake Tahoe at the Spartan Up Pod Fest, which is part of the 2017 Spartan Race World Championship. And Ben is still sleeping. that's why you're hearing my voice, because he's actually got, he's racing tomorrow. And we thought it was smart of him to get his rest. So you're stuck with me, but you're also here with Gene. So
hi, everybody. Thanks for having me on the podcast.
Yeah, this has turned out really fortuitous. So I'm going to let you tell the people all the stuff that you were just telling me a few minutes ago about your background and how you ended up here.
Great. Hi, everybody. My name is Gene Gerkoff, and I'm the founder of Charity Miles. And Charity Miles is an app that allows you to earn money for charity whenever you walk, run, bike, Spartan, skip, hop, dance, jump, however you want to move through your day, walk your dog. It's an app that you can use anytime.
Was it Prancercise?
You can Prancercise. Actually, the woman from Prancercise did reach out to us at one point. I think she has used the app.
Seriously?
I think she has.
I just totally pulled that out of my
butt. She reached out to us at one point. We've been around for 5 years. We've won every award that you can win, from the Webby for the Best Health and Fitness App to the South by Southwest People's Choice Award.
Cool.
And we've earned over $2.5 million for charity, which I'm really proud of.
Okay, I think we're getting ahead of ourselves, though. We need to know
what does the app do?
Let's go further back even to your history. So what you were doing when you started to have this idea.
Ah, got it. So I used to be a finance lawyer on Wall Street doing the Lord's work. And when I was in law school, a long time ago, actually in 2002, I started to run marathons to raise money for Parkinson's research in honor of my grandfather who has Parkinson's. And actually, the last time I was in Lake Tahoe was in 2004 when I was really getting into marathons. I ran a race here called the Lake Tahoe Triple, which is a triple marathon that goes around the entire lake.
Wow.
And if anybody's wants to do a cool race, that is a really cool
and special
race. So
126
It's 72
kilometers?
Miles. Oh, yeah. We're miles. Yeah, so, I don't know how the kilometers work.
Silly Canadian.
Yeah.
What am I thinking?
And I always wanted to get companies to sponsor me so I could raise more money for Parkinson's, but I'm not a celebrity. Yeah. Well, now that I'm on this podcast, I guess I'm a celebrity.
There you
now.
Go. Yeah.
I've made it.
You're done. You can retire now.
So I figured if I could get enough people together, then collectively we'd have the clout of a celebrity and companies might want to sponsor us. And, you know, fast forward a number of years and the iPhone comes out and I saw how much companies wanted to connect with us through our phones,
yeah.
And they were, you know, apps were a big thing. And I was thinking, man, if I could get all the people like me on one side of the phone, then companies will want to be on the other side of the phone, and then we can all be sponsored for charity.
Yeah.
And that was the idea for Charity Miles. We started it 5 years ago, summer of 2012, and, you know, in the first, you know, few weeks, it was like 30 people using the app, and now we've grown. We've got hundreds of thousands of members, and
nice.
We've earned over $2.5 million for charity, and we have great charity partners from the Michael J. Fox Foundation, ASPCA, Feeding America, Habitat for Humanity, National Multiple Sclerosis Society, ALS Association. We have over 40 world-class charities in the app. So if there's a cause that you care about, we've got one that is likely, you know, on the cutting edge of that issue and doing great work. And we're sponsored by great companies who are repurposing advertising money, media dollars that they would otherwise spend on banner ads in your phone,
yeah,
to, you know, have a better advertising product. And Charity Miles reach the types of people that they want to reach and have their money do good for the world.
So you can, sounds like there's several ways you can get involved. You can either be a charity that gets itself placed onto the app. You can be an individual, obviously, that goes around and uses the app and raises the money by
walking,
dancing, running, skipping, doing all that stuff. Or you can be a company that wants to buy some advertising space.
Yeah, if you want to reach active, healthy people, we've got a really good way to do it.
Cool. Okay.
So everybody out there, you know, first, would love for you to download the app. Would love for you to join our movement and walk with purpose, however you walk through your day.
I like that. Walk with purpose. And as we were just talking about before we rolled the tape, there's a lot of, I mean, this isn't just raising money for charity. This is actually something that can benefit people. Do you use this as part of your training when you're doing your marathons?
Yeah, I do. So I you know, use it when I run. And I started this as a runner, and I kind of came to this with a runner's mindset. And the more I got into it, the more I started learning about these charities, and I would use it to walk to work for different charities, I just realized that it's really about how do you walk through life.
Yeah.
It's not like raising money for charity is really nice, and that's certainly what we do, and that's what, you know, I want to do. But we can, if we change the way that we walk through this world, we can have such a bigger impact. You know, when you walk, you know, a mile to work for Feeding America, you become so much more appreciative of the fact that you have food.
Yeah.
And you become more conscious about the food that you eat. And, you know, maybe instead of getting, you know, the unhealthy lunch, you're more likely to get a salad and be appreciative of the fact that you have the opportunity to eat this healthy food when maybe someone else doesn't.
You know, we talk a lot on the podcast about gratitude and how healthful it is to express gratitude and to feel that feeling of gratitude that releases the oxytocin and all of those hormones and stuff. Like, in fact, Ben actually released a gratitude journal not that long ago that you can purchase on Kickstarter. It's, I mean, there are a lot of gratitude journals out there, but Ben took it in a really specific direction.
That's
particular
cool
to him. But what I'm getting at is, like, you're absolutely right. If you're doing something that is instilling that feeling of gratitude or that feeling of giving or anything, it not only are you getting the steps in, but you're also getting that great feeling. So it's a very healthful thing to do on a spiritual level and a biological level, physiological level, I suppose.
I'm sure, totally. It makes a huge difference. You become so much more appreciative of your health when you're walking for Parkinson's research. And you know, that 20-mile run that you have to do for your training, you get to do for your, you know.
Yeah.
I get to do this 20-mile run. I get to do this.
That's a nice way to look at it.
And it totally reframes the way you might approach an obstacle or a challenge or the things that are, you know, in your
life. It
sort
of turns down the volume on the crappy stuff in life, isn't it? When you've got something that you're feeling so passionate and so warm inside about, when the boss comes into the office and says something derogatory to you, it's kind of like, eh, it's, instead of taking it right to heart and feeling terrible about it. Yeah.
So, you know, my journey through this has certainly evolved, and the people that I've met, my favorite thing about what we do is the people that I've met and the people who've become a part of our community. And that's, you know, what brought me out here is I met Joe a number of years ago through this. And so stayed in touch with him. And when I saw that he was doing this, he invited me to come out. I mean, we have a podcast called The Extra Mile where I interview people at the intersection of health and purpose.
Yeah.
A lot of our members. And so he thought it would be cool for me to come out here and I get to meet you. And like the serendipity of when you walk through life with purpose and you become more open, you get to meet some amazing people.
It's true, isn't it? Like you... not necessarily just the situations you put yourself in, because people can come here and be completely closed off and not meet anyone. But I mean, most of us haven't even been here for like 12 hours and we've already
so
like
made
some good friends already. Yeah. It's like,
I walk into the coffee shop this morning and was talking to one person and we recognized each other's names from the emails that we had sent back and forth, started talking and you just become more open to meeting people, and like the people that you meet enrich your life in so many ways and you learn so much from them, and their stories are inspiring. Like I was mentioning to you earlier, there's a young man who is one of our members, and he on January 1st was on the southeastern tip of Key West on the buoy. Today he is somewhere in the middle of Idaho, and the way that he got to there is that he marched. He didn't walk, he marched.
And
he's on his way to the northwest tip of Washington State, which he'll Blaine, Washington, where he'll be there probably in the middle of November. So he will have marched across the country, but not just across, but diagonally across.
Wow.
And there's a couple of really interesting things about this young man. The first is that he has type 1 diabetes.
Yeah.
The second is that he's 11 years old.
What?
And... And he will be the youngest person by 4 years to walk across the country. And he's doing the whole thing with Charity Miles. He's actually
insane.
He's doing it with his father. They were not athletic before. They didn't do any hiking or running or walking before. But the kid saw a documentary about somebody who ran across Canada. Got Terry Fox.
Yeah, Terry
from
Fox,
Canada.
Yeah.
So he saw the Terry Fox documentary. And he figured, I want to do that. I want to raise money for diabetes.
That's right. Even Terry Fox wasn't that young.
No.
Like, he was a teenager, but 11.
So he wanted to. So he was inspired by that, and he convinced his dad to do it. At first, his dad's like, "You're 11. You're not."
You're
he was 10
to be in school.
When he started. He was 10.
Wow.
And you're not going across the country. But and then he kept saying it. So eventually, the father's like, "All right, if you train, we'll do it." Thinking like, "What is he going to do to train?"
Yeah.
And so the kid like goes out to the beach in Florida where they live, and he's like walking like 15 miles a day on the beach, 10, 15 miles a day. And they're like, okay, he's serious. So they like put their house on the market. The mom's driving like a support Jeep, and like you get to meet people like that. Or another one of our members is 41 years old. He's had Parkinson's since he was 27. And for the first 7 or so years of his diagnosis of his Parkinson's, he really got out of shape, was overweight, depressed. He had kind of like a life-changing moment where he fell down the stairs and decided to get fit, and he started running. He's run over 15 marathons. He's doing the Chicago Marathon again this year. He's done countless half marathons, and his daughter, who's 12, I think she's 12. I might be wrong about that, but she's young, got into ninja training.
Oh, cool.
And so he started doing that with her, and he got really good, and he was just on American Ninja Warrior.
Wow.
Guy with Parkinson's disease competed on American Ninja Warrior. And so you get these amazing stories of these people, and what you realize is, like, everybody's walking through life with some kind of a struggle.
Yeah.
Like, whether you're walking across the country or you're just walking through life, like, everybody's got their obstacles, and, you know, how do you... It's just interesting, and their stories are amazing. And this, when you walk through life with this purpose, it just opens your eyes to that, and... You can learn so much from it.
It's true. That's this isn't the direction that I thought we were going to go. I was going to like hammer you on how you can use it for your training and stuff like that. And we can still talk about that.
Sure.
But this is, I think the whole spiritual side of this, or the whole like emotional side of this, is so it's more than what it appears. Like, raising money for charity is something that a lot of us do. I got into marathoning through the Leukemia Lymphoma Society.
Yeah, they're one of our partners. They're a great
organization. Oh, okay. Yeah, the team in training. Yep. I coached for them for years afterwards because I really enjoyed the... Well, and again, actually, it was the people.
Yep.
Like, I really loved the idea that I was raising money for leukemia lymphoma research and stuff. But there's a bit of a no jerks allowed kind of sign that gets held, posted on the door when you're doing something like that, when you're doing something that really is giving and really from the heart. You don't get a lot of, like, a-holes showing up, and so you... don't necessarily, they're not all walking across the country when they're 11 years old, but everybody, like you said, has their story, they have their struggle, and when they're good people at heart, it's a lot easier to get that story and get that information and get inspired by them too.
Yeah, and so much about Ben, and I think your podcast is about, like, the how and, like, the biohacking and, like, the techniques that you might use to be keto or supercharge your training in this way, or how do you, train in that way? And certainly that's, like, all really important. But I think that the why is also really important.
Absolutely.
And I did a podcast with Jillian Michaels and
the Jillian Michaels.
And, she said, I'm going to paraphrase the quote cause I'm not going to get it right. Yeah. But if you have a strong why, then you can figure out the how. I think that that's really important. Like,
I have a feeling Jillian wasn't the first one to say that.
No, in fact, she said that she was quoting it from Viktor Frankl. He wrote a book called Man's Search for Meaning, which is, like, a classic book, which I recommend to anybody. Yeah. So she was paraphrasing it or quoting it from him.
Sorry, I didn't mean to be a jerk about Jillian.
No, not at all. But that's, I think, really important. If you have a strong why, you can figure out the how. And the hows and, like, learning different things are always fun too. So, but the why I always find to be the most important, and it gets you through that moment when you might not know how.
Yeah. And I mean, right there, that's a biohack. Yeah. Yep. like, it doesn't have to be a crazy machine that you hook up to your brain or some kind of supplement or something. Like, the best biohacks are the ones that you can actually do in the moment, like a breathing exercise or a gratitude practice or what you're saying, just taking that moment to remember, why am I doing this? Why is this important to me? And then you find that how, or you don't. The other side of that is, if you can't find your why, maybe you need to try something else. Maybe you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing in this life.
Yeah.
And that's something I think a lot of us make that mistake because we think we should, like, those shoulds. I have a friend, Dr. Alessandra Wall, who says, don't should all over yourself.
She's
absolutely right. Like, we have so many people that are telling us, you should see this movie, or you should get 8 hours sleep, or you should be doing this. Like, well, why? Wait, like, let's dissect this before we say you should be doing this.
Right.
I could be doing this. But if you have that connection to your why, then you definitely know that you should probably be doing this because you have a strong why. But if you don't, well, maybe that should was misguided.
Yep. Yeah, that's great. Don't should all over yourself.
Yeah, I want to get T-shirts that say that. I have to put her name on it, though,
because that's quote.
Absolutely her quote.
And the other thing about it also is that, I mean, as with anything, like the Beatles said, in the end, the love you take is equal to the love you make. And actually, I think it's even more, like, the more you give, the more you get.
Yeah.
Right? So, the more, it's not just about giving money to charity or anything like that, but the
more you put out there, the more you get back. Stuff.
I think you get more back than you give through all this. When you're with team, and you probably got more from being a coach for team and training than you were giving.
You
did.
Yeah, and it was beyond getting, like, a free trip to Disney World, which I did get, and it was amazing. It was really fun. But the lifelong friends that I made and the mindset that I developed during that time, and I think a lot of the positivity in my life, because I had just come out of an illness. I had some heart problems, and one of the reasons, like a lot of people, and like the people you were talking about too, coming out of a health problem, often the first thing you think, like the guy who got Parkinson's, like, I got to get healthy.
Right.
I'm going to do 15 marathons.
Right.
It's kind of what I did. It's like when the cardiologist told me I was okay, he actually suggested that I needed to do a marathon or something, in quotations.
So have you done a lot of how many marathons have you done?
I've done 70-some races. I don't know what the breakdown is, but that's like 10Ks, half marathons, marathons, Ironman.
What's your favorite distance?
I like Olympic distance triathlon. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's like it's the distance for me. It mm-hmm. sort of suits my. Like I'm a bit of a heavier guy. Like mm-hmm. you look at the longer course guys, and they're a little bit smaller, a little right. bit leaner. I'm built like a hockey player, so yeah. going hard and fast for a nice. Shorter time is better for me. But where was I going with this? Yeah, so I basically did like started doing a whole bunch of marathons, and not only was that like. Not necessarily the greatest way to get right. healthy, but it changed my mindset and yep. set me off in a whole different direction for my life. Like I guess like yours did too, like mm-hmm. leaving your law career and
yeah.
and going into something like this is people don't do that very often, completely uproot their life. I was working for the government. I was a web developer. You were a lawyer mm-hmm. and like we gave up what most people would consider to be a great career.
Right. And by the way, I don't recommend it.
I don't recommend giving up or becoming a financial lawyer.
No, I don't recommend just like quitting your job and
doing
what that was maybe probably a little foolhardy on my part. Sometimes like there's like almost like a fetishization of like that. I'm going to like quit everything. And
there
start,
is, it's
know?
A really, it's a culture thing right yeah. now that everybody's talking about like, oh yeah, quit your day job and yeah. go work for yourself and yeah. be an entrepreneur. And that's great for some people, but not everybody, yeah. certainly not everybody.
There's like a lot of self-awareness that I have gained since doing that where I love what I do and I'm really glad that I took this path, but it's a hard road as you yeah. know. And like, it's not for everybody and I don't recommend it to most people. And, I think that there's other ways to get that sense of purpose in your life without like quitting your day job.
Yeah. Well, I think that the idea that you have to quit your job to be happy
yeah.
means that you're putting way too much pressure on your job to right. be like, you need to refocus your priorities and make your life more meaningful
right.
if your job is sucking everything out of it. Right. And certainly there are... Oops. Yeah. Sorry, Carrie. That's our editor. Certainly there are crappy jobs yeah. out there that you probably should walk away from. I've right. had some of those in the past too, but if you're putting so much pressure on your job to make you happy, well, you need to find something like an app that right, tracks yeah. your steps so you yeah. can raise money for charity while you're walking to work and stuff
yeah.
too.
And it's like, that's actually one of the, I think the hidden benefits of Charity Miles that I did not anticipate. When I walk to work with it every day, it centers me.
Yeah.
It's not, and it's, it really is beyond any amount of money that's raising for charity. It's just like, it just centers me. It makes me, again, express that, feel that gratitude for the opportunities that I have in my yeah. life. It makes me aware of the, the trash on the street. It makes me want to not use as much plastic
yeah.
when I, it's impossible to avoid, but like, I don't need the plastic bag when I go to get lunch.
Drinking out of a throwaway cup yeah. right now, my coffee.
I try not to have as much of that. Like, it just, you find these small ways to incorporate more of this purpose into your life. When I'm with my son, I try to be a lot more present. I have a 1-year-old son.
Oh, wow.
Just like, try to like put your iPhone away and like be with your,
yeah.
Be with Max and, play with him in the swings. And you just find these moments that you can just be much more grounded in. And it just changes the way that you see the world.
Yeah.
And I think that when a lot of people are experiencing that is going to be so much more transformational than any amount of money that we raise for charity by far.
So when you're starting the app, let's say you're on your way to work mm-hmm. or you're going out for your walk or whatever, do you have a practice? Like, do you take a moment and do some breathing exercises or
do you
have any way to sort of focus yourself in on those feelings or does it just sort of happen automatically?
That is a really good idea. I haven't done
you. I'm full of good ideas.
So I like to, in our company, I haven't ritualized this because, and maybe I should, but like I like to think about what is my why today.
Yeah.
And I like to try to draw from something, whether it's a story from our community or a photo that somebody shared from Charity Miles or something that I read in the news or something like, what is my why today? And like that, I usually try to think about that when I'm walking to work, and I think maybe I should do like a little bit of a breathing thing. That sounds like a good idea.
I always think of breathing just because that's a big thing for mm-hmm. me, but having that moment where like the way you were talking about when you're playing with your son,
mm-hmm.
having that moment where you actually like remind yourself what you're doing, because I think it is easy to just, and I can see this happening with the app, it's easy for us to just fall into routine.
Yep.
Like, we are routine machines. Like, humans are terribly, we're so predisposed to finding the most efficient way to do everything
right.
that routine becomes routine.
Right.
So finding those times to break that routine and remind yourself, like, no, there's a bigger purpose here. There's a, like you said, find your why. Like, what is my why for today, or what is my why for this moment?
That's a really good idea. Because a lot of times, like, I'm just like, you know, when I'm starting it, when I'm walking to work, I'm like rushing out the door, you know, like I'm a little bit late.
We all are. That's rushing out the door. That's everybody's day constantly.
I've got to get on a call for a meeting or something, or, you know, because I'll start it and then I'll like usually like get on a call, or and I do a call while I walk to work, or I listen to another podcast while I walk to work. I think maybe taking like a few seconds to like to do that will probably even ground me even more.
Yeah. Yeah. I wonder if there's a not to influence the app or something, but having that moment in the app when you push start or whatever, maybe it pops up and makes you fill in your why for the day or for the moment.
There's actually a really cool, it's not an app, but it's a program, and I can't remember the name of the company that makes it, but it's called Breathe, and it's meant to break our addiction to social media. So, you know, I definitely experience this where like I feel addicted to email and Instagram and Facebook. I don't anymore because I've constantly been trying to break it, consciously trying to break it. And, you know, all of these apps, and I know this as an app developer now, we spend all day trying to addict you.
Yeah.
That is my job.
Absolutely.
Trying to. And, you know, we're
it's
a small company. I'm not Facebook with like thousands of engineers who are really smart, who are doing it really well. But they're creating a habit loop. And we actually did a podcast with a guy named Nir Eyal who wrote a book called Hooked that breaks down the way that habits are formed. And I recommend anybody read that book if you want to. It's called Hooked. And they talk about the four stages of a habit loop and how the most powerful stage is the variable reward stage. So you get an itch, you perform an action, and then you get this variable reward, which creates this rush of dopamine.
Yeah.
And that's what hooks you to these products. So like, you're bored, which is your trigger. You open Facebook, which is your action, and then you get this variable reward of like all these photos and articles.
Yeah,
and
immediately.
Like immediately.
It doesn't have to be good or well thought out. It's just as soon as you see it.
That immediate variable reward is like creating that dopamine, which is like hooking you into this and addicting you to this product in the way that like cigarettes would addict you or gambling would addict you. It's like a slot machine.
Yeah.
You know? And so to break it, there's this program called Breathe that you kind of like attach to your Facebook. And then every time you open your Facebook, this thing opens up and it's like breathe for 5 seconds.
Nice.
And then it'll take you to your Facebook.
Yeah.
But it creates this like 5 second barrier between opening Facebook and that dopamine rush.
Yeah.
That helps you break that addiction and like gets you out of that like habit.
Yeah.
Loop, which and
well, so that's and delaying the gratification even by 5 seconds is significant because most of the time, I think that I saw a figure somewhere that most people only spend like 30 seconds or something at a time on Facebook because like we're waiting for a phone call or like we're sat down at the bus stop or whatever. And it's usually we don't sit down and do it for hours in generally, it's like a few seconds. So having 5 seconds that you're doing something like meaningful before you get that, and you still get your payoff, I guess. You still get to see the cat photos, but it's I like that.
So that's a cool like kind of hack too, like to break habits or to help form habits. And so I think that's a really good idea, maybe incorporate that into Charity Miles in some way to kind of get you centered into that moment.
Yeah.
It's a really good idea.
It's an extra biohack to layer on top of your biohack that's already there, or to remind you that you're actually doing a biohack of some sorts by even having the app running. That's
pretty sweet.
Yeah, we've got a whole new layer of the app here now.
Exactly.
And it's only, what is it? It's only 8 a.m.
I know.
Look at us go.
Man,
I'm not even done my first cup of coffee yet.
There you go. So I hope that, you know, folks out there, if you're listening to this, and we'd love to have you join our community and share your stories with us.
Yeah.
We'd love seeing people's photos.
Is this international? Could I use it in Canada?
Yeah, you can use it in Canada.
All right.
I
know we have a lot of listeners in the UK and Australia.
We've got tons of people in the UK and Australia and Canada, and
We even had like 4 people in Iran use it, and I'm not really sure how that happened. But we were in over like 100 and something countries for sure.
That's fantastic. Wow.
Mostly in the US, but definitely international. And it's cool. Like, people share photos from all over the world, and
yeah,
it's amazing. It's like my favorite thing. And that's actually how I got addicted to social media, was I was like, I just loved the photos that people were sharing of their charity miles from all over the world. Like, I just kept like,
somehow I think that's better than just scrolling mindlessly through photos of cats and lunches.
Yeah. Well, those are fun too. I got a cat. You take some funny pictures. Now it's like all baby pictures of my kid Max.
Yeah.
I
just have pictures of my bike.
Oh yeah.
'Cause I don't have a cat or a kid, so it's all my bike.
Yeah, I went through that stage as well. Yeah, so we'd love for people out there to join us. I'm super appreciative of the opportunity to come on the podcast and share our story with you. And
yeah, thanks to Alicia for not showing up for her interview. Get you on here.
Thank you, Alicia.
It's been
great. So yeah, check it out. It's charitymiles.org. You can just type in Charity Miles into your app store. Our podcast is The Extra Mile. You can search for Charity Miles in the podcast store and check that out. We've got some really good episodes on there. And, would love to have you guys all join. We can create like a Ben Greenfield team.
Oh, hey, that'd be fun.
In the app, and people can join that. And you guys can all see like the miles that you all do collectively. And
set up a little competition.
Yeah, a little leaderboard. Who can do the most. And, if you experience, and also I love the way hearing like how the app affects people. So if you share your stories with us and,
yeah, we could set up a whole different layer of how people are using it to hack their gratitude or hack their oxytocin releases and stuff. Like, take it to
hack your oxytocin release.
Yeah.
Actually, my colleague Lauren came up with this kind of slogan called "Hack the App," and she's encouraging, because we're encouraging. You know, we say you can use the app to walk, run, or bike, but people do so much more with it. Like, they'll grocery shop, they'll walk their dog, they'll dance, they'll roller skate, they'll windsurf, they do all this stuff. So she calls that hack the app. So tell us how you hack the app.
Yeah, but being active is really the only criteria.
You can just use it anything.
That's fantastic.
Cool.
Well, thanks so much
for
coming
on
here.
This is really appreciated.
This is really great. And thanks to you, and thanks to our host, Spartan Race, Joe DeSena, and of course the Spartan Up podcast itself for setting up this. I'm reading this verbatim, and this sounds terrible. I'm gonna go off script and say thanks for setting up this weekend. It's been really fun so far, and it's barely even begun.
Yep.
And Ben will be racing in the 2017 Spartan Race World Championships tomorrow. So if you're hearing this podcast today, which is Friday, make sure you tune in to Facebook Live, because we're
going on live today. Are you going to release this today?
I'm going to release this right away. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, we're going to do this. So the world will hear this probably later on this afternoon.
I got to see how you do that. I also would love to get some podcasting tips from you, because our podcast is so new.
We'll do some techie nerd stuff in a bit. But yeah, so everybody stay tuned. Get onto Facebook, facebook.com/BGFitness. And I'll be shooting some stuff, hopefully live, of Ben on the course. If not, then I'll get him when he's a pile of mush at the end of the course. And it'll be a fun time. So thanks again. And
thanks
for listening, everybody.
You've been listening to the Ben Greenfield Fitness Podcast. Go to BenGreenfieldFitness.com for even more cutting-edge fitness and performance advice.